Weyburn. The City of Weyburn's administration presented the preliminary draft budget for 2023, with a proposed tax hike of 10.34%, and they are now seeking ideas and comments from the public about how to bring that increase down. A presentation was made to council on Monday evening, detailing the projects each department is looking at for 2023, along with the financial picture of how much money the city gets in grants and fees, and what they will need in taxes to produce a balanced budget. The proposed tax increase would include a hike of $90 on the base tax, which would bring in extra revenue of $379,350. The tax increase for general operations would bring in $353,068 more, and for emergency services would bring in $259,570, for a total tax increase of $991,988. The next phase of the budgetary process is an open public consultation period, which opened on Tuesday and is available until November 18. The documents presented at council can be viewed on the city's website, and there is a form there for people to make comments and suggestions to be submitted for consideration. The November 28 council meeting will then be available for any delegations of residents to speak to council about the budget, and then council will receive and approve the final budget at the December 12 council meeting. The preliminary budget as it sits now is funded by a total of $31,269,138, of which $12,775,978 is raised from property taxes. The operating and capital budget is $22,982.293, and includes just over $22 million for operating, and $883,000 for the capital budget. It's really important for us to receive feedback, said City Manager Matthew Warren, who noted this proposed tax increase as the starting point, not the finishing point. You now have the opportunity to send all the comments you want, said Mayor Marcel Roy, directing his comments to the public. This is your opportunity. Take hold of your opportunity. Here it is, put in your comments and come to a meeting. We're striving for transparency at City Hall. Those interested in learning more can go to the City of Weyburn's website, and see the news items entitled, City of Weyburn 2023 Annual Budget Proposed to Council. Also, you can go to weyburn.ca/budget, and comments can be emailed directly to budget@weyburn.ca. The news item on the website also has a form on the right side where people can enter any comments or suggestions they might have about the budget. Some of the capital fund project proposed for 2023 include, for the police department, a 911 system replacement with a cost of $60,000, taser replacements at $60,000, and new fleet addition at a cost of $100,000. For the fire department, capital requests include extrication equipment, $10,000, SCBA air cylinders, $25,000, radio repeater, $8,000, gas detector, $5,000, thermal imaging camera, $15,000, and a rapid response fire truck, $335,000. For the Leisure Services Department, an ice plant chiller for Crescent Point Place and Tom Zandi Sports Arena will cost $200,000. For parks, there is a proposal for a set of flashing pedestrian lights for the East Coteau Trail across Highway 13, at a cost of $20,000. Engineering is proposing getting a plotter for $20,000, and Public Works wants to get message boards at a cost of $25,000. The total for all of these capital requests is $883,000. Facilities and fleet capital requests include a request for 4 new flagpoles for $60,000, a crack sealer, $125,000, items like a wide-area mower for $100,000 and a 1-ton truck for $80,000. For the Utilities Department, the plan is to replace a water main on 12th Street, from Souris to East Avenue, at a cost of $55,000, and a water main replacement on Railway Avenue at a cost of $400,000. The refurbishing and rebuilding of Lift Station 3 will cost $800,000, and upgrades to Lift Station 1 is $750,000. A project for heat and ventilation for the water plant will cost $250,000, plus the detailed design of Phase 1 engineered cell at the landfill will cost $200,000, and a litter fence for the landfill will cost $45,000.